Blackstone presents The Runner's Bible, Inspiration on the Go, by Nora Smith Holm. This book is read by Christiane Lufer. Voices of Today presents The Runner's Bible, compiled and annotated for the reading of Him Who Runs, by Nora Smith Holm, narrated by Christiane Lufer. Epigraph. Write the vision, and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. Habakkuk 2:2. For him who must run, and yet would read, and particularly for her who at 17 has already begun to run, these commands and promises of Holy Writ are gathered and grouped by one who, while running, has felt the need. Narrator's Note. This little book consists of biblical quotes and comments by the author on the ideas found therein. It was intended as a spiritual tool for those living life on the run, and was dedicated to the author's 17-year-old daughter. The text is split into three parts. Part 1 focuses on various statements of truth in the Bible. Part 2 focuses on divine commands, and commands is meant in a broad sense, not the Ten Commandments. And Part 3 focuses on God's promises to us. For clarity, each section of quotes will be preceded by the word quotes, and a comment will be preceded by the word comment. Sometimes the author includes a quote within a comment. In such cases, the word quote will not be used, but a citation for the quote will usually be given. Both the King James and the Standard American Revised translations have been used in this compilation. Author's Introductory Note. In the morning will I order my prayer unto thee. There is nothing as important when making ready for the day as an early morning period of physical stillness, wherein to make sure that the truth, and the truth only, controls our consciousness. However, that the consciousness may be clear enough to perceive the truth, we must let go of thoughts and sensations of the material world, must relax, be still, Psalms 46:10, and know that all that truly exists is good, with a capital G, meaning...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?